This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
He shared a powerful story of a minister that I met in Oregon, Dale Galloway. And he told a story of Dale Galloway, who had a man come to him and said, I grew up hating my father. And I know it's wrong. I'm a Christian. And he said, Dale, here's the big problem. My dad's dead. I still hate him. My dad's dead, and I still hate him. And I know I've got to do something about it. I thought Dale Galloway gave one of the best psychological, emotional, biblical answers a person can give. Here's what he told this young man. You need to give your hatred of your father to the Lord. You just need to say, Lord, I give it to you. And then he said this. I'd never heard anybody say this before. He said, then you need to let Jesus do whatever he does with dead people in this situation. What an answer. You need to let Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who is the resurrection and life, let him deal with whatever he does with dead people. I thought it was a great answer. You need to turn that hatred over to the Lord. And the phrase that Dale Galloway used was, you need to consecrate it to the Lord. You ever thought about taking something that's a sin and say, Lord, I consecrate it by giving it to you. I offer it up to you as an offering. I've seen spiritually deaf people who can hear sermon after sermon, week after week, and it doesn't make any difference. And one day comes along and they can hear. That's a deaf man, a deaf woman, a deaf young person being able to hear. And the greatest miracle of all is when a person who is dead spiritually is brought back to life. And folks, let me tell you something. To come to Christ is to come to life. Would you write that down in your notes? To come to Christ is to come to life. Jesus would speak of those who came to him were coming into life. If Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and that's true, then to come to him is to come into life. To not come to him is to remain in death. To remain in death. I like what Jesus did. He pointed out that people were healed of diseases, and they differentiated between those with physical ailments and spiritual ailments. There were people that were cured, and the Greek word there is theriapu, which we get the word therapy from. He used therapy, in a sense, to cure them of physical infirmities. You know, back in this day and age, disease was rampant. Birth defects were rampant. Blindness was common, everyday experience, because of a disease called trachoma, not glaucoma, but trachoma, that's easily dealt with, I think, with tetracycline now. But it was a common eye ailment of the day, and that's what people had. Everybody had blindness in their family. Everybody had deafness in their family. There was somebody in your family who couldn't walk, who was crippled. There was somebody in your family with a withered foot or a withered hand, and those situations were just rampant in the day because they didn't have a medical treatment and antibiotics and things like that available. And Jesus differentiated and said there were people that needed to be physically healed, but there were people who needed to be cured of troubling spirits. We studied that 3 or 4 weeks ago. Spirits from Satan that troubled them.
Well, we conclude this message from Luke 7, 18 to 23 tomorrow. I think one of the most interesting passages in the Gospel of Luke where Jesus said, you want to know what I'm doing? I'm healing the sick. I'm dealing with the demonic. I'm raising the dead. That's my proof. That's my passport to prove who I am. And we continue that message and conclude that message tomorrow on Cross Hope. CrossHope.org is our website. CrossHope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at CrossHope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.